His father sent word that he needs me. It seems that while I was in Herculaneum, he was not meeting with Roman officials or seeing to the soldiers as he had promised me. He was seeing to his headaches. Father's excuse is that meetings are more interesting when I am there. What I think he really means is that people are less likely to mock him, since they know I understand their language. Forgive me, Isis, but in my heart I mock him myself. Because he has squandered so much time, it is now too late to voyage home, for the season of storms is upon us. The rough seas would swallow our ships. I am so low it feels as if my heart has stopped beating. My small pleasure is listening to Neva read as I fall asleep. Recently it has been the love poems written long ago by the Greek woman Sappho. The poems are more cheerful than I feel.
Cleopatra and Neva have spent almost 4 months in Herculaneum, from June to the beginning of October. All that time, Cleopatra has been waiting for her father to gather troops, come for her in his ship, and return to Egypt. Cleopatra's been worried that her father wouldn't come through, and now it's clear that she had good reason to doubt him. He hasn't been working very hard, and now that it's autumn heading into winter and storm season, it's not possible to set out on a sea voyage. Cleopatra is becoming more and more disappointed and angry with him. Let's keep going at the bottom of page 121 with the entry that begins 26 October.
26 October. After sunset, I heard voices in the garden outside my room. I could not help but hear that it was two lovers speaking tenderly to each other, Neva and Puzo. As I write this,